Alright, hi everybody. Okay, so we just finished the Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous Season 2. There's spoilers ahead. Alright, so
Two T-Rexes.
let's get started with the fact that there is 8 episodes and they're about 23 to 24 minutes long. So that's not bad. It's really not.
I want to know where she gets the baseball bat.
Yeah, I didn't really touch that. But, you know, that happens.
Right. Are you giving them a moment to see if they really want to continue listening or not?
Yeah.
Well, since they didn't stop playing it, I guess they really want to hear us, even though sometimes you really just want to push that stop button just so you ain't got to hear me. Boop.
All right. So first off, we're going to start with the reaction of Pandora. Pandora actually didn't really watch this today. I was really surprised because with this season, they did a lot better than they did with season one. But with that being said, Pandora did sleep on my big Snorlax. She just slept on him.
I think she's upset that we're moving and she might have a fever.
It's very possible. But, so Pandas actually doesn't have a rating for this. But, let's continue with the factor that there was so many iconic moments inside of season 2. I felt like there was more iconic moments than there was with season 1.
Yes.
What is the first iconic moment that hit you the hardest?
I think the first one that actually shows up is the...
No, I don't want the first one that shows up. I want the one that hit you the hardest.
You mean like the one I enjoyed the most?
Yes.
I would have to say... paying tribute to the Mosasaurus.
Okay, and why did that hit the hardest for you?
Well, it is an iconic moment in Jurassic World, and there's literally a scar on the world from where the Mosasaurus wound up saving people. Although they didn't show the Mosasaurus saving people in this one, they did show the scar, and they did say that, I don't think we have to worry about the Indominus Rex anymore. Now, my question is, how did they know that it was the Indominus Rex that did it, that got ate? Was there a scale or a piece of the skin that we just didn't see? But no, that one hit me the hardest emotionally because it's also a big setup for, you know, maybe they can use the Mosasaurus more. But they never do in season 2.
Alright, and the one that hit me the hardest was actually when the stampede is happening and the truck gets flipped, and then the T-Rex puts his little foot.
That's a little foot?
Yeah, his little foot onto the dragon, onto the wheel of the Jeep, and then he does his roar. I really love that.
You just love the iconic roar.
I do love the iconic roar.
It's not like he was putting his foot on this. This is mine. Back off.
And then we have also the I think it's in almost every single dinosaur movie that I've seen, but that iconic foot print.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I believe it's in all the movies too. But I do have to say the Compies.
Yes.
They're sort of like the prelude to something big's gonna happen.
I also like that they featured the Compies a little bit more in season 2.
I also loved how they told more information about them.
Yes. Like, now we know why when in Jurassic Park, when that guy... I don't remember which one it was. I think it's the third one. It's the one that's based off of the T-Rexes. But we know why when
that's
that guy...
second one.
when we know when that guy gets bit up
while
by
taking a dump.
Yeah, in the stream, we now know why it was one little bite was okay, but all the bites, why it actually killed him.
It's because they have venom in their bite.
And we didn't know that.
Now, I love the little scene with the compies where they were curled up on the guy's, like, towel thing.
Yes.
And he's like, you rats!
So
they're like rats of the dinosaur era.
Yeah, and that also shows that they've been there long enough for the compies to warm up to them where they don't want to attack.
Well, that set of compies. Because if you notice, I think there's like two different sets. Because the ones with the red dots on their neck
are
the ones that are like highly aggressive. And the other ones that were near the camp were just green. I didn't see any red dot on their neck.
So, it could be two different breeds of them.
So, it could be a subspecies, yes.
Now, they did hint on to the factor, the way that it ended, that there's going to be a season 3. And I'm hoping that they actually fall through with that. Which, I did like that because of the factor of E750. We don't know much about E750, so we're really...
I have an idea about E750.
I feel like E750 is dangerous and was a mistake.
No, I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was that weapon that was being built by Dr. Wu. When Dr. Wu tries to sell it in Fallen Kingdom.
Possibly.
Remember Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, the Indominus Raptor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do think that Camp Cretaceous is something that you should watch. I like that there was more jump scares.
I blame Kenji for a lot.
Yes, Kenji does do a lot of damage in this one. But with all that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this review of Camp Cretaceous. I know we normally add in a little bit more, but unfortunately today we've got a couple errands to do. And we have to walk to do our errands because our head gaskets blew on our truck.
Now, here's something else real fast. I believe Kenji is a cautionary tale.
I mean, like Kenji. I like the way they did his character.
I do, but he's a cautionary tale for when you see a green blinking light, don't repeatedly press it. It's like if you're playing Fortnite and you got the doorbell. You press it so many times, it's gonna break.
Yes. But that's our review on Camp Cretaceous. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any questions, we have a Facebook page. We're on TikTok. We have, you can even message me on my actual Facebook page. My name is Sen Hopkins on my Facebook page. I don't mind if you ask for us to do something. Just, if you do friend request me, just shoot me a message saying, hey, I listened to your podcast and I have this question or I have this request, and we'll answer it. With TikTok, unfortunately, we can't answer DMs, but that's perfectly fine. If you shoot me a comment on one of my videos, I don't mind to podcast on something that you want. We also are in the process of moving, so we may be a little less than what we are right now, but we will be podcasting as we can.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
What's that thing about sponsors that I've been hearing a little bit about?
So the podcast now has got to the point where you can actually do a sponsorship with us. It is like 99 cents a month is the lowest, and the highest is $12.99 a month. And then the medium is like $4.99. If you guys wanted to, you could. That way that you're supporting us as you listen to us for a low, low cost.
Okay, so they don't have to.
No. Everyone can still listen to us the way that we're already being listened to now, but currently we've run out of our Anchor sponsorships, so we're just doing this podcast for fun, guys.
So does that mean Do we have to put commercials in now?
Actually, no, we don't. So I have it until we're able to have another Anchor sponsorship. You guys will have commercial free.
So hopefully that helps y'all out. And I hope y'all have a dinosaur day.
No, it's dino out.
No. I want to have a dino day.
No, dino out.
Hey, did you touch on Bumpy?
Yes, Bumpy is in this one. I love Bumpy. And I've actually even thought about getting a tattoo with Bumpy. So
I'm just so sad about what happened to Ben. Oh, it's just so sad.
Oh, yeah. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I mean, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. We'll answer them if we can.